Yeah. You know, it was long this year. That extra week definitely felt it. But, you know, now we're all excited to get the season going, get it started tonight.
Does your preparation change at all given the additions this year, especially to the rotation?
Oh, no. My personal preparation will stay, you know, exactly the same. I did the same thing I did in spring training last year, and I'll try and keep everything the same this year. You know, it seemed to work out well for me when I was healthy last year.
Well, I mean, primarily you have J.P. Arrecibe as a starter, but Henry Blanco comes into the fold. You had Josh Tolley, Mike Nickias, some different catchers. Talk about what that relationship is like between pitcher and catcher in kind of setting the foundation for that new relationship in spring training.
Yeah, well, like you said, we still got J.P., so I threw most of my games to J.P. last year, and, you know, I expect I'll throw most of my games to him this year. And, you know, just having him around helps everybody else. Obviously, Henry's a veteran, and you know, he's caught me three or four times during spring, and you know, it's great to have him because he knows guys around the league and guys that that JP may not know, and you know, everybody just helps everybody out with knowledge and game planning.
Well, certainly, Brandon, coming into this year, Blue Jays fans have high expectations. Do you set the bar for yourself in terms of, you know, possible numbers that you want to hit, goals that you want to hit, or do you just try to take it game by game?
Yeah, game by game. I mean, it's tough to do that. That's then something happens and you're playing catch up, and it's you know, can wear on you a lot. So I don't ever try and set any goals, especially for a whole season. You know, next time out, win. That's it. That's number one. I think if everybody, you know, keeps to that, and you don't find yourself trying to dig out of a hole or anything, and you just focus on next upcoming game.
Might be a little unfair to make this comparison, given that there are a lot of different players from last year to this year. And I'm not trying to say one's better than the other between John Farrell and John Gibbons. But what's the difference that you've found this year with John Gibbons as manager?
Oh, he's just so laid back. I think that's the number one thing that you'll notice about Gibby is he's laid back. He's going to let guys play, let their personalities come out on the field. And, you know, I heard he's a you know, great bullpen manager, and I think that's really important.
Has he regaled you with 86 Mets stories, given he was catching in the bullpen? He was catching Dwight Gooden in the World Series there in the bullpen.
No, actually, I didn't know that. I haven't heard any stories about that. But maybe I will.
Well, you could bug him about that. He'll talk about that for sure. Brandon Morrow, appreciate it. Good luck this season.
All right, thanks.